And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Douglas Hopper, our web producer, joins me in the studio. Hey, Douglas, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, first off, we got dozens of messages about your conversation with Atlanta Judge Marvin Arrington. A couple weeks ago, he asked the white people in his courtroom to step out so he could talk to African-American defendants about their behavior. Here he is.
And I just simply said to them, you need to govern yourself accordingly. You need to get in school. You need to learn a trade. You learn how to do something that is constructive so that you can be a better you.
Well, did he do the right thing? Some listeners said absolutely. Here's a listener that applauded the judge.
I do not know him, but I want to tell him and tell the world. He did what was necessary and right. And God will bless him, and the people that he spoke to will hear, not all of them, but they will definitely change.
But there were those who disagreed. Here's a listener who thought there was no need to even debate about the question of whether Judge Arrington did the right thing.
If it had been a white judge that had kicked the black people out, y'all wouldn't have been having a polite conversation with him. You'd have been castigating him, and you had experts on there talking about what a sour devil he was. There's a terrible double standard. It's okay for the black judge to do it. It is not okay for the white judge to do it, and that's not cool.
Now, I hope you'll forgive me, but I have to push back a little bit on this. I believe and I hope that I'm polite to everybody on this program. I don't think we'd be castigating any of these guests because that's not what we do. But I take your point that you wish that I had or that somebody had. But we thank you for that comment, and really thanks to everybody who offered comments. Put us on speed dial. And I hear there was also some talk about the segment we did about the documentary, Unnatural Causes, which looked at the possibility that the stress of racism and poverty can take a toll on one's physical health.
Yeah, that story really touched a nerve for some listeners. Some thought the premise was ridiculous. Actually, Stanley Cobb was one of them. He wrote in saying people need to take responsibility for themselves. Here's what he said. The people who put this film series together might better serve the communities in question by implementing diets or distributing food coupons instead of coming up with ridiculous instances of racism.
Did anybody take a different view?
Definitely. We got quite a few comments from listeners who thought it was totally on point. And they were grateful to hear the connection being made between racism and health. Diapriye, who happens to download our podcast from New Delhi, India, said it goes far beyond mental stress. It's also about what's at the grocery store.
Fast, fried, and processed foods are cheap and easy, while healthier foods are costlier and harder to come by and time-consuming to prepare. Race and class matter, and this is systematic.
All right, Diapriye, thank you for that. And thank you for tuning in all the way in New Delhi. We love it.
All right, that's it for today. But the comments are already coming in about our roundtable about how the media has reported on race and the way that it's factored into the presidential campaign. So stay tuned for that next week.
Oh, thank you, Douglas.
Thank you.
We appreciate all of your comments and insights. If you want to get in the mix, visit npr.org/tellmemore. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522, and blog it out.